name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia indeed. From today's Gospel, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, verse 8. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. There was a race to the empty tomb on that first Easter day. John, the beloved disciple, and Peter, the leader of the band, couldn't wait to get there. John arrived first, but he didn't go in. Perhaps he was afraid that what Mary Magdalene had said was true, that they had taken the body of Jesus away. Or perhaps in his heart of hearts, John dared believe, but did not want to be disappointed. In any case, he let Peter enter the tomb first. From that moment on, St. Peter would proclaim the resurrection of our Lord and become the rock of faith which Jesus had declared he would be. We can see that in today's first reading. In Acts chapter 10, Peter boldly declares that Jesus rose from the dead. He said, "God raised him on the third day and made him manifest." He goes on to say, "We ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead." There was no doubt in Peter's mind that Jesus had truly risen in his body. They ate and drank with him, even though he had died. This was no spiritual phantom. This is resurrection. Peter says that Jesus rose on the third day, a phrase embedded in our creeds. The third day. The first day was, of course, Good Friday. That was not a day when Peter was a rock of faith. On that day, he was shown to have feet of clay. He had denied Jesus three times, and he went out and wept bitterly. The third day is significant, not only for the resurrection of Jesus, but for the change in St. Peter between the first and the third days. We can only imagine the emotions that St. Peter went through, from those tears and shame on Good Friday to discovering the empty tomb on the Sunday. The result was he became a fearless preacher of the resurrection. In the days after Easter, Peter would have more experiences of the risen Christ. There would be breakfast on the lakeside in Galilee, and a threefold restoration of him by Jesus in the words, "Do you love me?" And then the threefold command by Jesus to be the leader of the church, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, tend my sheep." St. Peter, you see, is able to convey the resurrection to us because he is a real person who has encountered Jesus as a real person. That encounter with Jesus awaits all of us again on this Easter morning. By contrast, St. John, the other disciple who raced to the tomb, was there on that first day, on that Good Friday, faithful, standing at the cross with Mary, watching our Lord die and dying physically. Perhaps only St. John can put into words the experience of standing at the cross and also standing at the empty tomb. His experience is not proclaimed through preaching like St. Peter, but through the written word as we find in his Gospel, the Gospel of John. Yes, John was there at the Last Supper, John was there at Calvary, and John was there at the empty tomb this morning. John wants to show us what he experienced, and point to its meaning. The Gospel from John chapter 20 today is a description by one who has experienced both Good Friday and Easter morning. He describes vividly, with just a hint of what is to come, how Mary Magdalene, having found the tomb empty, rushes to tell Peter and John. And then they hurry there. And John believes instantly. John will continue on in this chapter to describe Mary Magdalene's return to the garden after this and meeting the risen Christ face to face. St. John doesn't just observe all this as a bystander. He experienced it both with his understanding and with his senses. He is the beloved disciple, and we can only guess at the enormous emotion he goes through, quite different to the emotions of St. Peter. It is because of what John experienced on Good Friday that he wants to convey to us not just the impact of what happened on this Sunday, but its full meaning. Full meaning to us, children of the 21st century. You remember that John's Gospel begins with that wonderful statement, "And the Word was made flesh." His Gospel finishes with that same flesh crucified and then raised from the dead. All the things that John records in his Gospel come to fruition this morning as Jesus in his flesh is raised from the dead. And what John experienced enabled him to understand how Jesus was truly the resurrection and the life, the good shepherd and the bread of life. But perhaps most supremely, how Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. Everything John says in his Gospel about Jesus is fulfilled this morning. As John gazed into the empty tomb, he was in no doubt what Jesus meant when he said all those things that we find recorded in John's Gospel. And no doubt also, John had in mind what John the Baptist said about Jesus the day he was baptized, when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." You see, in his Gospel, John records that on Good Friday when Jesus died, the soldiers did not break Jesus' legs like they did of the two thieves. John had in mind the Jewish law that the Passover lamb should not have its legs broken. On the cross, John presents to us the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And John also records on that day that they pierced Jesus' side and out flowed blood and water. This was symbolic, firstly, of the sacraments of the new covenant, baptism and Holy Communion. But John also knew that in Jewish law, blood had to flow from a sacrifice so that freedom could be gained by those who offer the sacrifice. John sees clearly that Jesus is indeed the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and by his resurrection is able to give freedom and life to those he has redeemed by his blood. For St. John, the fact that the Word was made flesh leads to Calvary as its purpose, and then is completed by this morning, by the resurrection. For the whole purpose of that life and that death is bound up in the resurrection. There, in the resurrection of Jesus, we see our hope and our promise for our own day and our own time. Unending life, joyful life, resurrection life. Yes, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.